present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parson.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute, and of course a very warm welcome for these four scintillating players of the game, who once more I'm sure are going to enjoy themselves entirely for your pleasure and try and play Just a Minute, in which they will all try and speak at different times, we hope, on some unlikely subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. The others may challenge them if they think they're guilty of doing any of these particular things, and if I agree with the challenge, they will gain a point, and if I disagree, they will give a point away. That's the way we play, that's the way we score, and let us begin this particular show with Clement Freud. Clement, the subject that Ian Messiter has thought of for you is demonectomy. So, can you talk for just a minute on demonectomy, starting now?
In O'Connell Street in Dublin, the...
Derek Nimmo has challenged. Why?
By hesitation.
Yes, there was a definite hesitation, yes. And therefore, I agree with your challenge. This subject matter obviously completely inhibited Clement. You take over the subject with a point to yourself, Derek, and there are 55 seconds left for demonectomy, starting now.
In one of the darker and more gloomy parts of Hades, I was wandering alone amongst...
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
He's still alive.
You don't
believe
it,
reincarnation. He could well have been wandering. He could well have been wandering in a dream or a nightmare.
Didn't mention that.
It didn't. He had only just started.
It was a statement of fact.
According to the way I see it, yes, and that fact could have been a dream. So he could not necessarily deviating from the subject. Therefore, I disagree with the challenge. Derek Nimmo gains another point and keeps the subject with 48 seconds left. Demonectomy starting now.
And in my dream, there came towards me a man with a forked tail and a cloven hoof. And as he drew nigh, this demon necked at me.
Kenneth Williams, why have...
Repetition. He said demon twice. Said it before and said it just now.
He said...
I said the subject on the card.
He said demonectomy. And he did say demon. That's right.
You said demon twice.
No, I know. I said this demon necked at me.
Yes, and you've also said demon. So, Kenneth, you were listening very well, and you gain a point and the subject, and there are 38 seconds left for demonectomy starting now.
This word, of course, means to have one cut out of you, like appendectomy, which is your appendix cut out. A demonectomy means to have a demon cut out of you.
Derek, you've challenged.
The same challenge, repetition of demon.
Derek, I agree with your challenge. You gain a point. And there are 25 seconds left for demonectomy starting now.
I suppose the most classic case of this happened in St. Matthew's Gospel when Jesus Christ cast the demons into swine and sent them tumbling over a cliff. This was a very interesting...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation. That is not ectomy.
No, it's not cutting out. That is casting out. Yeah. And it was a religious way it was done. It is not done by surgery. And I...
Brilliant. Yes,
therefore,
brilliant. No flies on you, Nick. No flies on you.
No,
you know your stuff.
Thank you very much. Kenneth, you overwhelm me. Clement, you have the subject, you've gained a point. There are 12 seconds left for demonectomy, starting now.
And in the capital city of Era, there lives this family called Oestimer.
Sheila Hancock, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree. I'm sure Clement's getting something absolutely fascinating, but he can't quite find the words to get there. I agree with the hesitation, Sheila, so you gain a point and you speak up for the first time on the subject of demonectomy with 8 seconds left, starting now.
So you are...
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
No, I disagree. Sheila Hancock has another point, and there are 7 seconds left for demonectomy, starting now.
So you are taken into hospital, and a needle is put into your arm, and you are given pethidine, and when you are under, a mask is...
When 60 seconds is up, Ian Messiter blows his whistle, and whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. In this case, it was Sheila Hancock, who now, at the end of that round, she's equal in the lead with Derek Nimmo.
The most of that, because I don't think I've ever been in the lead before.
You won once, I think, Sheila.
Have I?
You've done jolly well, yes. Don't be... Don't, Don't be so modest about your ability in the game. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round for us? The subject is getting ready to go out. Will you talk for just a minute on that, starting now?
My mother always said to me, the first thing to remember is put your clean underwear on. Because if you're ever caught in an accident and they undress you and find your dirty underwear, what will they think of you and your background? Which is very true, even to this day. So first thing I do is to check that part of the clothing. Then, of course, we have to have the handkerchief and the odd accoutrement that might come in handy on the journey, so to speak. Check the front door, check the water supply.
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
Two checks.
He's been checking rather a lot, yes. Agree with your challenge, Clement, so you take over the subject, having gained another point, and there are 26 seconds left for getting ready to go out, starting now.
One of the things that takes longer than most is combing my hair. I find...
Sheila Hancock, why have you challenged?
Deviation. I just don't believe that. Looking at Clem's hair,
I couldn't believe it would take you longer than anybody else. You might decide to take longer, but I... Can you explain to us, Clement, why it takes you longer?
Oddly enough, the less hair you have, the longer it takes to comb. I mean, in the old days when I had as much hair as...
Nicholas Parsons.
Yes. It was a straightforward thing.
Well, I am
but
not going to judge...
You baby, it's really... Ask any bald man, woman or child in the audience.
I can't ask all the bald men and women and child and children in the audience to vote on this, but as it is obvious... It's very difficult to judge if you're not if you have as little hair as Clement Freud. I will let you be the judge whether you think it is more takes longer to comb a partially bald head or not. In other words, if you agree with Sheila's challenge, will you please cheer? And if you disagree with her challenge and you're on Clement Freud's side, will you please boo? And will you all do it together now? Well, all I can say, the cheers kept it up the longest. So I have to give it to Sheila Hancock, who has much more hair than Clement Freud. She takes over the subject of getting ready to go out, and there are 18 seconds left, starting now.
It usually starts with a darn great row with whoever I'm going out with, because I am inclined to forget things, and I several times go outside and come back again. I have to fill my handbag with my powder compact, my lipstick, my keys. Then I have to put a clean handkerchief in my pocket, like Kenneth Williams, but usually I can't...
Once again, Sheila Hancock was speaking when the whistle went, so she gains that extra point, and she has jumped into a commanding lead of two over all the others at the end of that round. Derek Nimmer, will you begin the next round? Slips. That is the sentence. Will you talk to us about slips for 60 seconds, starting now?
When I am getting ready to go out, I always, first of all, put on my slip.
Sheila Hancock, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
Well, it's supposed to be kinky. He can't wear a slip.
Well, he may be kinky. He might wear even more kinky.
Show us your slip, then. Go on, prove it.
No, Derek, please! Whether you have one or not, he is not technically deviating from the subject on the card. So,
right.
Derek, however kinky it may sound, please
continue.
Well,
I want him to go on anyway, because I want to see what else he puts on.
Well, I disagree with the challenge, so Derek gains a point, and there are 55 seconds left for slips, starting now.
Once, when skating on the Round Pond in Kensington Gardens, when it was frozen in a July morning...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
I don't believe that.
I quite agree. I don't believe it was ever frozen in a July morning.
Or afternoon.
Or afternoon, yes.
Or you have no imagination.
No, I'm not going to give you your imagination. I think I could have given you before, not on this one. So, Clement Freud, you gain a point and you take over the subject of slips, and there are 48 seconds left, starting now.
I well recall when playing cricket at Wembley Park, the captain approached me and said, "Where will you field?" And I said, "Anywhere, as long as it's close to you." And he was fielding in the slips, which is how I became to be a wicketkeeper. The bowler took the ball and thundered down to the crease, delivered...
Derek Nimmer, why do you shout?
He's not talking about slips now. He's talking either about cricket or wicketkeeping, but not talking about specifically about the slips.
No, he isn't. He went on to wicketkeeping, he went on to bowling, and that is not the slips. So,
but
Derek...
If you don't bowl, the ball will never come to the slips.
You have
no imagination.
Derek Nimmer, I agree with your challenge. You take over the subject of slips, and there are 26 seconds left, starting now.
I think there's a tremendous amount of truth in the saying, there's many a slip between cup and lip. You have only to look at the way I am lifting this cup at this moment.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Second cup.
You gain a point, and there are 16 seconds left for slips, starting now.
Before I get ready to go out and brush my hair...
Sheila Hancock, why have you challenged?
Deviation. He's talking about the last subject. Or the subject.
Well, he could still... He hadn't got going. He could well have been going into the slips. He could well have been going to feel in the slips and combing his hair for that purpose. There are 12 seconds left for the slips, Clement, starting now.
My brush slips. And the needles impine themselves in my scalp, which is terribly painful.
Kenneth Mintz, why have you challenged?
Deviation. There's no such thing as impining.
Have you got a dictionary with you, Ian Messenger?
No, I didn't
read it. Ladies and gentlemen, be honest. Do you think such a word is impining? If you do, cheer, and if you don't, boo. All do it together now, please. So you have another point, and you have 5 seconds left for slip, starting now.
Such impinction causing me...
Kenneth Williams, you've challenged. Why?
He said impinction. There's no such word.
They have decided that such a word as impine.
Yes, but there's no past tense impinction. Kenneth Williams, you have the subject now. There are 3 seconds left for slip, starting now.
I had to wear somebody else's slip once in this show in Southeast Asia.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
The subject is slips.
Yes, but it was one of these many slips that he was wearing. So he's all right. He has another point, and he keeps the subject. There's 1 second left for slips. Kenneth, starting now.
And I've got this itching all over, and they said...
Well, a very interesting situation at the end of that round. Clement Freud has a lead of 2 over the other 3, who are all equal in second place. Sheila, it's your turn to begin the next round, and the subject is irresponsibility. So will you talk for 60 seconds on irresponsibility, starting now?
I suppose the only time that you are totally irresponsible is when you are a baby, because then everybody does everything for you.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Deviation. She's always irresponsible. I've seen her on occasions being most irresponsible. It's true. She rushes about, and yes, it's true. She's got this moped and a crash helmet, and she rushes about London being the most irresponsible and outrageous.
I'm sure she's quite capable of being irresponsible.
Yes, and to say that she's just said she's only irresponsible when she was a baby, they're all lies.
I said the only time you are irresponsible is when you're a baby.
Me?
I was going to go
How
on to this
much.
I'm sure that she can be irresponsible, and also she can be... are thoroughly responsible now. So therefore it is difficult to judge. I think the only fair thing to do is to leave the subject with Sheila and say that she has 52 seconds left for irresponsibility, starting now.
I repeat that when you are lying in your pram with nothing in the world to concern you except how you suck your bottle or whatever you think.
Kenneth Williams, you challenged.
Well, it's deviation, sucking bottles.
Yeah.
Disgraceful.
Yes, you don't suck the bottle in the pram, you suck the teat at
Precisely
the end of the pram.
Precisely, that's the point you
want. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll let you have that.
Well, I used to suck my bottle.
All right, so Kenneth gains a point, and he gains the subject of irresponsibility, which he illustrates beautifully for us. And there are 44 seconds left, starting now.
This comes to us in moments of rhapsodic absent-mindedness. We suddenly fling off our inhibitions, and we become irresponsible to a degree, sometimes alarming. Viz. The behaviour of various governments we've all seen in our time behaving extremely irresponsibly. I would be hard put to...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Hesitation.
No.
Not quite, no.
Might be hard put, he says.
Might be hard put.
Is this a strange way?
Yes, but he was catching his breath. It's all right. Only just got away with it, Kenneth. I disagree with the challenge, you gain another point, and there are... 17 seconds left for irresponsibility, starting now.
It sometimes, of course, comes from senility, when the mind no longer has control of the body, and they say he is totally irresponsible. He can't help his...
Clement Freud, why did you challenge?
Repetition.
Of what?
Said irresponsible.
Yes, he's actually said it.
You're allowed to... You're another subject
no,
four times.
No, Kenneth, will you... Kenneth! Before you take your jacket off and really get down to a fisticuffs with Clement Freud, may I point out that the subject is irresponsibility. And
oh,
you...
well. No. You're only quarrelling over the titty bit. That's all, isn't it? Johnny.
In this game, it's enough to quarrel over, I can assure you. Oh. But actually, you've used the word
irresponsibility. I was having a go there. I was throbbing with it there. Yes.
You used the word irresponsibility, and you've said irresponsible three times. Mm. And so I agree with Clement's challenge. He takes over the subject. 5 seconds left. Irresponsibility starting now.
So I turned to the 36 men, opened the lion's cage, and said, "Follow me here, and you will be..."
As Clement Freud was speaking with, when the whistle went, then he gains the extra point, and he has kept his lead of 2 over.
Oh, you mean
Williams.
Sheila's lost the lead?
Yes.
Oh, she's lost the lead.
No,
I'm in second place,
rotten.
Kenneth. Oh. And Sheila's in third place with Derek. Kenneth, will you begin the next round for us? The subject is songs I love.
Oh, dear.
This has rather shattered you, but I'm sure you can talk about it for just a minute. Starting now?
There are so many of them, I would be very hard put to it to describe them. But of course, generally they've come under the heading of ballads. Songs My Mother Taught Me comes immediately into my head. But then there is that beautiful Im wunderschönen Morgen Mai. Oh, how often have I thrilled to those beautiful notes.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
On the second beautiful. Or it might have been the third.
Beautiful?
Yes.
Did he say beautiful? Yes, he did say beautiful before. That's right. Yes, you said it. I have to cast my mind back. So, Clement, I agree with the challenge. You gain a point. There are 12 seconds left for songs I love, starting now.
My uncle, who was a musicologist, invented many forms of combinations of notes which, when put together, resulted in chanson, lieder...
Derek, will you begin the next round for us? The subject is cowboys and Indians. I'm sure you can talk wonderfully on that. 60 seconds will do, starting now.
Now, I'm going to use this word in its English sense. A cowboy is, in fact, a small child who tends cattle, and not in the American way, when it's really a man. And Indians I will use as inhabitants of that great subcontinent, and not as the indigenous inhabitants of North America. So, therefore, I would like to talk to you about cowboys and Indians. In particular, about a little fellow or number of chaps who looked after these four-legged creatures in a field near County Durham. And there's a little song about them. Where, oh, where, oh, dear.
Oh, dear. So, Clement Freud, everybody buzzed then, but Clement Freud's light came on first, so you win the challenge, which we all know is where, oh, where. So, Clement, you gain a point, and you take over the subject. Cowboys and Indians, 20 seconds left, starting now.
In the American continent, on the outback, and also in the Middle West...
Daring Nemo, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Oh, I don't think so, no. 15 seconds left for Clement to continue with Cowboys and Indians, starting now.
It would be wholly unnatural for me to speak more quickly than I normally do, but I will try very hard.
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Devious, he's being wholly unnatural.
Yes, all right, that's a good challenge, Derek, so I grant it to you. 11 seconds left, Cowboys and Indians, starting now.
And there they came rowing ashore. A lot of people in a row, 57 of them, they landed on the beach. But fortunately for them...
Fortunately for them, we will never discover what happened. Derek gets the extra point for speaking when the whistle went, but he's still only in second place behind Clement Freud. Sheila and Kenneth are trailing a little. Sheila, I'd like you to begin the next round, if you can. Oh, gosh, what a subject Ian Messer has thought up. It's chairing this show. What on earth are they going to say? Sheila Hancock, will you try and talk for that, for just a minute, on that subject, starting now?
This is something that all the money in the world and all the wives in the world...
Derek Nomer, why have you challenged?
Hesitation.
Yes.
I think I'm going to be quite different on this round, as it's called chairing this show. I'm going to say, yes, it was a good challenge, but I'm still with Sheila Hancock. I want to hear what she wants to say about chairing the show. You'll get your chance later. What do you want to say about chairing the show, Sheila? You've got another point, by the way. And there are 55 seconds left, starting now.
Nothing in the world would induce me to chair this show. I think it is...
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Repetition of chair the show.
Yes, well done. Sheila's got another point, and... 51 seconds left for chairing this show, starting now. Derek Nimmer, you've challenged.
I thought Sheila might like another point.
Okay. And the audience obviously agree with you, so Sheila has another point. And, there are 50 seconds for chairing the show, Sheila, starting now.
You have to adjudicate between deviate...
There's no such word as adjudicate.
Oh, dear.
Deviate.
It's no good, Nick. You're fighting a losing battle.
But when you're chairing the show, you often get in such a state by the intimidation that occurs from all of you, I make slips exactly like the one Sheila's made. And I thought that was very clever of you to do a vocal demonstration of what I sometimes do. So Sheila has another point, and for chairing the show, starting now.
Between deviation, hesitation, and repetition, when you're dealing with somebody like Derek Nimmo, obviously it is a very tedious job because he is an extremely bad sport. For instance, he is sitting with his legs up on the desk now, listeners, because he is so upset because I...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
She's quite rightly calling me a bad sport, but she's not now talking about chairing the show. She's just saying that I'm a really rather rotten loser.
But you could be a rotten loser. Oh, yes, that's right. It's not chairing the show. All right, Derek. I think by the time has come to grant you a point. And also the subject, you've tried very hard to get it, and there are 35 seconds left for chairing the show. Derek Nimmo starting now.
Unfortunately, this show has never been...
Sheila Hancock's challenge.
I thought Derek would like a point.
I must point out to you all, you've got to be very careful in this game, because while you might give points away in generosity to each other like this, you also might hinder somebody else who is doing very well without playing that sort of game. So, Derek, you continue with chairing the show. There are 34 seconds left, starting now.
Well, if you are chairing this show...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged yourself.
I'd like another point.
So Derek challenged himself, and I disagree with his challenge, so he loses a point.
I can't lose a point. I can stay the same. And I can have the answer back.
No, I disagree with the challenge, so therefore a point is awarded against Derek Nimmo. So that puts him back one. But you keep the subject, and you have chairing the show, Derek Nimmo, 33 seconds left, starting now.
What you really need to chair the show is a man of great intelligence. Fortunately, we never had this. All we need is a sense of humour.
Kenneth Williams has challenged. Why?
Deviation. Absolutely. So obviously and patently untrue.
Absolutely, Kenneth. I quite agree with you. Patently untrue. So, Kenneth, you have gained a well-deserved point. And you're the speed with which you spotted it, too. I'm so you take over the subject of chairing the show, Kenneth. 27 seconds left, starting now.
We are very lucky to be in the hands of such a capable, a Daniel come to judgment, I would say, on this show. Indeed.
Clement Freud's challenge, why?
Why didn't he say it?
He has said it. A Daniel come to judgment, I would say. And he just said it, so he had said
That's repetition, then.
No, it
isn't. You shut your great mouth, I hear. What a nerve he's got.
Try it harder. You might yet get in on the subject. We obviously all want to hear what you want to say about it as well, Claire. But I disagree with that challenge, so Kenneth gains another point, and there are 18 seconds left for chairing the show. Kenneth, starting now.
To keep order all round, to be fair, and yet preserve an atmosphere of light-hearted charm and gaiety, this is no mean feat. And he's got the feet. Every time.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
4 feet.
But his other feet was...
Repetition of
he
feet.
Said this was no mean feat, which was must have been spelled F-E-A-T.
We don't
and he
know.
Said this time he's got the feet, which must have been F-E-E-T. Because well, you can't say he's got the feet meaning F-E-A-T, can you? So he was using a different kind of feet. And it was a great feat to do it. Do you agree? Do you agree with my decision, audience? Cheer if you agree with me, boo if you disagree with me. Kenneth Williams, you have another point. There are 2 seconds left for chairing the show, starting now.
And I think it's in the most capable hands in the world.
Well, that last particular round, unfortunately, must be the end of this particular show, but it was a very interesting round, and it also meant that while Clement Freud was in the lead at the beginning and didn't speak throughout it hardly, he still stayed in the lead to the end. But the other three all leapt forward with leaps and bounds, mm-hmm. and they're all equal in second place, which is quite an amazing feat, whichever way you spell it. And they're all second to this week's winner, Clement Freud. You've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute, and from all of us here, goodbye. The
chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.